Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse after an 18-16 win in week one at home against Valley Heights. And, Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
We made a lot of mistakes, Jared. A lot of mistakes, especially up front. We just missed some blocking assignments and so forth. But, you know, as far as the effort goes, I thought the kids gave tremendous effort. I think they gave me everything the coaches wanted, and it was a good football. We played a good football team, and but the mistakes we made, Jared, were mistakes we will get corrected in practice and fix those blown assignments up front and move forward.
Yeah, kind of talking about Jacob Flinney, your quarterback. He goes 4-for-10 for 64 yards, touchdown, and an interception. Your thoughts on his day?
I thought he ran the ball better in the second half. I thought he ran more than Lee. First, I would like him to stand it up. But overall, I thought Jacob played a really, really efficient game. I just told him for the game, he sometimes gets a little nervous, and he gets upset with himself and kind of take himself out of the game. But I thought he played well, and I thought Maverick Becker played well. I thought the whole group kind of played well, but Jake did a real nice job Friday night.
And here was Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. And coach, it seemed like almost every single play where Valley Heights was dropping back to pass, their quarterback was under duress. Your guys' defensive line really did a good job of putting pressure on the quarterback and closing those running gaps. Your thoughts on guys' defensive efforts?
Defense, I thought, played really well, except for we had one drive and we blew an assignment, and that last drive of the game they scored. I think we were starting to run out of gas a little bit, and he's good when he gets the open, but you know, we kind of knew going in, Jared, that defense we kind of had to lean on a little bit because we got a lot of upperclassmen that's been there 2 or 3 years. So we had some leadership there, and so I felt like if we can lean on the defense, and the defense played really, really well.
And, Coach, kind of talking about some of the things you said in terms of the mistakes, there were some penalties from both teams I felt like that were kind of silly. Your thoughts on your guys' ability to maybe bring back the amount of penalties for this upcoming week?
Yeah, I think you're going to have penalties at first. We had the penalties, I think we had one false start, which I look at the mental stuff and the mistakes. And, you know, we had one false start, I believe, and maybe an illegal motion or something, but you know, the other mistakes, you know, maybe a holding call here or there. I those are effort plays. Kids trying to make an effort. We just got to clean it up a little bit. But, you know, so when you start getting 5-yard penalties, that's how I really get upset with those. That's a mental mistake. But, we just got to clean them up, Jared. But the effort was there again. And, got to clean up some of those little mistakes like that to hinder drives.
Take a quick break. We'll have more from Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse ahead of their game coming up on Saturday afternoon against Christ Prep. Coach, what do you know about the Patriots and what they do?
They're going to spread us out. They're big up front. They average by 230, 240 across the line. So they're really, really big. They got a really fast tailback and a pretty fast receiver and a quarterback who's not a bad thrower. So I think we're going to have our hands full with them. I think we're going to have to play well to beat them. But you know, it's what you're playing a game for, especially a game like this on the road. And, you know, we're not quite familiar with them too much. And we just got to do our thing, Jared, and do what we do, and hopefully that's good enough to get a win.
And you guys defeated them 40-0 last year. And, Coach, in terms of what you remember from that game, what are some things that your defense you're hoping to replicate to possibly get another shutout or just, you know, limit them to kind of a lower offensive effort?
Well, I thought last year's group, I thought we played assignment football last year, which I think you got to do against these guys with Christ Prep. And we'll have to do it tomorrow night or Saturday afternoon. You got to do your assignments, read your thing, and do your job, and have faith that the guy next to you is going to do his. So that's what they did last year, and that's what we got to try to do again this year.
And we talked about the defensive trenches, but how about the offensive trenches? Kind of talking about some of those gaps that they were able to create for Mav, and how are they trying to, you know, replicate that again for this week?
Well, we got a different group. There's a couple that's, you know, that played with their last year, but they're in a different spot. I think bottom line is here, we got to get off the ball, like anyone does, I think every game. And then you got to lock on a block and move your feet, and then the back's got to read it. So, I think the line gear is going to get better. We're kind of inexperienced. I don't say we're young, but we're kind of inexperienced up there. And they just need some time as a group. I think the more time they get as a group, I think the better we'll become.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and best of luck on Saturday afternoon.
All right, appreciate it, Jared. Thank you.
That was Centralia head football coach Roger Holdhouse here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winkland Oil Company.